What's up, KBB Accelerator family? How you guys doing? Everybody good? Let's see. What's up, everybody? Good to see you guys. What's up? I can see you now. All right. Okay. First off, who has been following along? Have you guys been watching the Start Over Challenge at all? Raise your hand if you've been watching the Start Over Challenge. Some of you have. Awesome. Awesome. That's been fun and great stuff shared. All right. Let me tell you what we're up to today. So watching this evolution and watching us go and literally behind the scenes, figuring out how to really serve you guys on a weekly basis until we get to that. I mean, for the whole year, but we're really excited about the 2-day virtual summit that's coming, and we're seeing feedback and your homework and getting things done and the questions asked and the Facebook group. And we're really on this and turning the knobs. And I want to share today, we're going to, Arvin, myself, Teresa, the whole team decided where we can lock in another level of confidence, where we can lock in your next level of moving up. Whether you are doing your first mastermind, scared to death about that first, you know, and I say mastermind, you know, that means anything online, any of that, right? Community, workshop, Zoom call, right? Or you're already doing it like so many of you already are and had to go to the next level, right? How do we lock that in, lock in your next level of confidence to get your next level thinking, next level actions, next level results, right? That's what we're here for. And today we're going to go on how to share your knowledge in a way that is so empowering that people refer you, they come back, and you do it with absolute confidence. You know, in KBB, we have the story, teach, tool model. And today we're gonna go deeper on that. We're gonna start with the end in mind. Today, we're gonna be working on the tools, the things that, I could jump ahead a million different ways here. Arvin will be on here soon. But I wanted to take this first part because yesterday during, and I'm gonna be a little, my ADD might kick in a little bit. Okay. So just give me a break here. I'll wrap it all around. I won't leave anything out. But yesterday really inspired me when I was with my dear friend, Brendan Burchard, and him and I have helped each other for over a decade. And I love the way he thinks. I love his framework, and he loves the way my innovation and just a great combo. But some things yesterday that he shared in the challenge when he was sharing with everyone really sparked what's going to be trained to you guys today in the Story Teach Tool model and how that really can build another level of confidence. So if you're not 100% yet, so many of you are, if you're not 100% yet, what's my exact niche? Who exactly is going to want it? We'll circle back around to going deeper on your niche. Going deeper on identifying your ideal client, how to do the hook story close on a whole nother level, how to make it real. All those things are coming. But we thought it was most important today to build that confidence up, to have a great breakthrough for you. So we're going to teach the Story Teach Tool model on how to deliver what's in here, either the first time or the next time, so much better than you ever could imagine. Now, the other thing I want to share with you too is these trainings each week, I'm going to be completely transparent with you. When we first started, the weekly trainings were going to be more like Q&A and inspiration because the monthlies are a little deeper. And then the quarterly, oh my God, together for 2 days. And then twice a year together in person. That's really the main emphasis because that's what we have the biggest breakthroughs. Heck, what you guys are paying for a whole year, for years, we've charged more than that for our weekend events only. But the more we started thinking, these are unprecedented times. We need to create an unprecedented opportunity so people don't miss out. This is truly the time in history. This isn't just, I'm not trying to resell you. You're here. What I want to tell you, this is truly the time. I'm watching it. Tony's watching it. Brendan's watching it. If you saw Brendan yesterday, this is the moment. This is not only the time in history. It's the time in this year. I truly believe those that make this real in this year will be ahead of the curve forever. And I think those that wait, and I'm not saying this won't be great in 5 years from now, but I think it's one of those rare moments in history where the world's eyes are online. The world is saying, I'm not going back to school. I'm not going back to my office. I'm not going back to that job that's been hampering me or crippling me for years, or I finally want to do this things. I want to fix the relationship. I want to get in shape. I want to find a better connection with God, have a better connection with my kids. That's happening so fast right now that the pendulum has shifted to this truly is the new norm. And it's, I mean, Tony and I have been saying that since day one with KBB, but we didn't know this was going to happen and really anchor it in. So that's why we're so excited to take this 1 year journey with you guys. And again, decide as on the fly, is like, what would be the next best thing leading up to that 2 day intensive, leading up until we all meet in person, leading up until the next 2 day and the next in person. And then the 3 day event next year, we're all going to celebrate and have so many of you on stage sharing and showing Tony and I what you've done and what you've accomplished and the impact you've made on the world. So just know that when we, again, I just feel like it's my obligation to share with you guys that this isn't something we're throwing together and say, oh, just go live with everyone and just do a Q&A, answer a few questions and we're good. This is really well thought out. But know the big quarterly events, that's the anchor. That's the implementation. That's when the rubber really meets the road. And I'm also going to encourage you guys to play full out. Don't look for a reason to say, I don't think this is for me. Not the knowledge industry now. I'll do it when things get back to normal. This is your time. This is our time as knowledge brokers to step up. So I want to tell you some of the things that I've known for years, but yesterday's training with Brendan really anchored it into me. Now, yesterday, if you're watching the replay, obviously it wasn't yesterday, but it's in my heart. I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning, actually 4:45, and I wrote a page of notes for you guys on some of the things that really stood out that as the next couple of weeks, as we go through Story Teach Tool and really design what you're going to teach, I don't care if you've taught 50 masterminds, 50 seminars, these are things that I work on all the time. Tony works on all the time. I was on a call yesterday, just behind the scenes a little bit, with Tony for 3 hours, talking about an online event he's going to do. And Tony doesn't do many, right? KBB, but not much else. So because the world has changed, he knows the world needs him. And we talked about Story Teach Tool, different framework, different words, for 2 hours at a 3 hour call yesterday. Well, if I teach this story, what is the lessons I can learn here? And then what action step, what's a tool I could get it to anchor it in? Like that was our conversation, Tony and myself, the same conversations we're having. So if you think I already know that, does Tony already know it? 40 years of doing that? We have to remind ourselves, we have to fine tune it. So today, working backwards, if we think of Story Teach Tool, we're gonna again be working on the tool because we found with our in-person events and live events and virtual events, it really helps you identify the story. But I want to break this down in a way for you that I thought was magical yesterday with Brendan. So first, does confidence take us to another level, right? If we're confident about what we're sharing, if we're confident about what we're going to teach, does that confidence trickle upwards when you do your marketing or you ask for the money or you make the sale? Absolutely. If you know for a fact, I can't wait to serve this to people, then it overflows, it kind of blankets all of what you're doing in confidence. And that's why we chose to do today. So let's think about the story. Now, again, we're going to go deeper on the story. You're going to have homework in a future lesson next week, week after, to not only identify the story, but to fine tune the story and to create new parameters. So there was a word Brendan said yesterday. It was so, I keep giving him credit because I love the guy. He's a dear friend, but he said something that I know I intuitively do. And he put a framework around it. Brendan is really great at creating a framework first. I'm really great at thinking through it, taking notes, sharing it, and then we create the framework around it, right? So when it comes to your story, when it comes to teaching or even creating a video, if you're going to sell something, the story is the part where people connect with you. They understand where you came from. They understand the genius. They understand the epiphany. They understand where the knowledge came from. But this is the part. Sometimes when you say a story, people think you got to tell the whole story. And this is the differentiator. I want you to write this down. And again, this isn't the lesson on story today. This is just the preframe. Is you're really just telling a scene out of your life. Not the whole story. You're telling a scene, right? So before you tell the story, and I want you to write this down because again, this is your coaches and Arvin, everybody's going to go deep on this with you. Before you tell your story, you're kind of setting it up, right? So think about if I was going to tell you a story of transformation. I'll make one up about what's going on with COVID right now. If I wanted to tell you a story where and I'm going to back up here in a minute. We got so many great, amazing success stories coming, and we're working on one right now as part of the deconstructing. I've asked you, but I'll share that with you again. But just think, if I told you a story, you know, and I started by saying this COVID thing has really changed the world. Like, I lost my job. I'm sitting home wondering what to do with myself. Now, I know you're probably thinking, it's like, I want to get in the digital economy, but how? I want to get in the information age, but where do I start? But then I did X. I got KBB. I got the knowledge, and I started on Facebook. Then I did this. Then I did that. And you have this breakthrough, right? That story of sharing the problem and sharing the questions they'd have in their head in advance leads you right into the story you could tell. I hope that made sense, right? So let's just talk about a little bit of the problem, seconds, less than a minute. Talk about some of the questions you asked yourself, and then you go right into the story. Now, I want you to think about this. Again, I don't know if that was the best example here. I'm live and I had so many notes here I want to share with you, but I want you to think of your story in three sections. The struggle, the search, and then the success. The struggle, the search, and then the success. Okay? So I'm going to give you a little story, right? If I was going to teach you, I was going to teach you how to get your first, and this is, I'm just giving it time and history. If this was 10 years ago, it'd be a different world. But I'm going to teach you, how to produce an infomercial that works, right? Let's just use that as an example. I might say, you know, I was sitting here trying to figure out how to market. I didn't know what to do. TV seemed too expensive, too busy. I thought to myself, that'll never work. Everybody told me that being on TV is not going to work. But then I realized that they were wrong. I realized that if I just shared from my heart, if I just put on the camera, right? If I realized that even though I had cotton mouth and I was scared to death when they turned the camera on, what I realized in that moment was that I wasn't there to be an actor. I wasn't there to try to be an infomercial star. I was there to serve people at the highest level. And at that moment, I realized the cotton mouth went away. I took a big sip of water and I just talked to the camera like it was a friend who needed me. And in that transition, I learned when I was done filming, I learned that if I made friends with media buyers, if I just picked stations that were really inexpensive, anyway, if I went through those parts, right, that intrigue of the story, and I tell the story how I finally got on the air and I had it going on 22 different stations and I was impacting people all around the world. People were following me, buying my products, having results, sending in success stories. And all of a sudden I went from wishing I could have an infomercial to a $5 million business, a $50 million business, over $100 million generated in a year. And during that journey, during that struggle to get on TV, I searched for answers. I searched for how to buy media. I searched how to do online. I searched how to answer the telephone. I searched how to do it with no money down. I searched. And then I had the success. And during that, I learned X, Y, and Z. I learned these 5 topics, these 10 topics, these 7, 10 topics. I mean, I have a million of these stories. Now, the part I want to share with you today before we get into better training, right, or deep dive training with the team is, that's just a segment of my life. That's just a scene in my life. I could tell you a scene on how I started and wrote my first book. I could tell you a scene on how I found the love of my life. I could tell you a scene in my life, how I became a good dad. There was a moment when I just consciously decided and what I did. And I could tell you the story. I could tell you the struggle of stressing about not being a good dad. And then I could tell you the search of how I interviewed over 50 people about being a parent. I read 10 books on being a great parent. I observed great parents. I observed great kids. That was the search. And then the success, I have an 11, 13-year-old right now. They're my kids. I think they're the greatest kids ever. Well-rounded, mature, great kids. You want to know the 10 things I did to make great kids? The 10 things I did to have the love of my life? The 10 things I did to partner with Tony Robbins, the 10 things I did to be a multiple New York Times bestseller on how I decided on the book, how I wrote the book, and how I marketed the book. You don't need to know where I went to high school if you want to learn to write a New York Times bestselling book and learn how to market it. I could just tell you the story of how I almost deleted my first book, but I didn't. If I told you that story, which a lot of you have heard, it would intrigue you. And I would tell you the struggle I had, the search I had, and then the success I had. And during the struggle and the success, I found 10 things. And I want you to think about this. When you go to share, whether you're building a course, whether you're doing online, whether you're doing a Zoom call, you want to, if you're doing a week-long Zoom call, you want to pick 5 to 10 things that you could teach that come from your own struggle, search, success. Now, again, I don't have a fancy framework for this today. This just hit my heart so much yesterday of how we can break this down for you. Because if Tony Robbins needs these conversations, if I need these conversations to keep evolving how I teach, evolving how I share, then I better step up my game and give it to you guys so you have this process, right? So if you think about, and this is what we're gonna do today, if you think about the story, that's really just a scene, a moment in time that sets up the struggle you had, the search you did, and then the success, the struggle, the search, and the success. That will be the story that you extract. Oh my God, you'll see in yourself. Oh my God, I didn't even think about that, right? My wife, in her struggle to be the best hairstylist, found that if she hired really good assistants that were dying to work under her to learn her art, she would have people be able to get most of it done and she could do her art, right? That was part of the thing she learned during the search and the struggle, and that became part of her success. She learned one strategy for hair extensions that were like anything else, part of the journey, part of the search, part of the success. And all of them, boop, best assistants, boop, certain hair extensions, boop, like cater to people and let them know you truly care, build friends with them, go to fundraisers, give money away, give back, listen in the hair while she's doing hair. She's a great listener, but doesn't give back and doesn't do gossip, right? People come in and they respect that. It's refreshing. They're all the lists of things when I went through with her, when she said, I just have a good story. I don't really know how to teach. When I pulled those out and gave her 10 points, she's like, oh, I could teach on hiring assistants. Oh, I could teach on how to bond with high level clients. Oh, I could teach that hair extension model. Oh, I could teach on how to help people pick the right color so they don't look washed out. Oh, I could do that. I'm like, that's it. That's your teaching. But what happens sometimes is we get too broad. We think we have to teach on everything. Sometimes the simplest things are the best things. Listen, Michael Jordan's popular right now because they have the documentary that came out. His coach didn't teach him to go do the fancy three-point trick shot. His coach would have him shoot thousands of foul shots a week. He already knew that. Why was he doing it over? Sometimes it's who's in front of you is who you're going to learn from. If you think, well, I don't have 20 years experience. If you were on the challenge a couple days ago, Carrie, she doesn't have years of experience. She wrote one book, got it published, and now she's teaching other people how to do a book because everybody else wants to write one. They didn't. She did. And she was in front of them to be their teacher. So we have to get rid of all the misconceptions. Those of you already in it, you know this, but it's time to go to another level. Those of you afraid, this is what the next couple of weeks are going to be, is really anchoring in. And then the last part about that, the last part about everything I'm sharing is the story, right? The story is the struggle, the search, and the success. Extract what you learned out of that, and they become your 5 to 10 teaching points. Does that make sense? You guys all getting that? Or did I play that way too much? You get that? The last part that you're going to talk about today is the tool. Again, we're working in reverse because we really think as a team, we work on the tool. It'll really help you go back up the ladder to refine the story and the teach. The tool is this. It is the thing that will anchor you in. It is the thing that will start the momentum. It is the action steps that make it real. Because think about it. Somebody tells you a compelling story. Say you're dying to be in the perfect relationship or fix the relationship you're in. And someone says, you know, I know what it's like to try to find relationships in today's world. I get it. Do you go online? Where do you meet people? Is it church? I don't want to meet people at a bar, but online's kind of weird. I'm too old for being online to meet the right person. I get that. I thought all those things. But let me tell you, I did this one thing and I shared this and I exposed my heart and I played vulnerable. I didn't play games. I didn't have to do this, that, and the other thing. I wasn't on an app where you swipe left or swipe right. And almost all of a sudden, I found my true heart. I found my other half. I didn't even know love existed like this. And now I have someone who looks at me every day with love, and I want to be a better version of myself. And I find myself wanting to be a better man on a regular basis. And you tell the story and said, along this journey, oh my God, I learned these 10 things that really made a relationship real. Not just sexual, not just friendship, not just respect, all of it, where we all grow. If you get excited about those things, whatever the story is, the only way it becomes real, if there's an action step after this. If I'm on stage, Tony's on stage, Brendon Burchard's on stage, Rachel Hollis, Jenna Kutcher's on stage. When you do something and you inspire with your story and then you teach something, why do you think at a live event we'll say, get in groups of five and share the breakthrough you just had? That's a tool to me because it's an action step, right? Share, like you teach and go, what are the three steps you could take right now? If you're at an event for fixing your relationship. So you tell the inspirational story, you bring your husband out and you hug and kiss and you go, here's the 10 things, write them down. We're gonna spend the next hour. Boop, boop, boop. Here's the 10 things for the best relationship. Okay. Now, what you learned today, what are the three things you learned that you could do in the next 72 hours to start the better relationship? Okay, get in groups of five and share it around the circle. That's a tool because you're saying it to the world. You're starting the momentum. I'm going to stop acting this way. I'm going to look internally. I'm going to make a list of my ideal other half. Whatever that is, that starts the momentum. Why do you think after KBB, our training's here, we ask you to do homework? Because it anchors it in. Why during the challenge I'm doing, the start over challenge, every night I'm challenging people, right? Because nothing becomes real until action starts. We all agree on that? How many, let me just see here. How many of you have written a book or read a book, watched a video, or went to an event and were like, I am making this a part of my life, all fired up, but then nothing happened? Right? It's because we didn't take immediate action. And that's one of the parts that's missing in so many people's trainings. They get you fired up with the story. They teach you and go, now go home and do it. A lot of times you go home and all of a sudden there's all the thing. Well, we're all home. We don't have to go far, right? But there's all these other things in your life that gobble you up. And that's why you want to, in your own life, with learning from us, it's why we beg you and push you and prod you to, and give away prizes and ethical bribes to do the thing. Go do it. Even if you feel like I've done this before, do it, because that builds the muscle of inspired, inspiration, tactics and skills, and go take action. We know, I've been saying this forever. My first book, Totally Fulfilled, I wrote, knowledge alone doesn't equal success. Knowledge plus action equals results, right? So a tool, what you're going to go deeper on today, could be the tools we gave you in KBB. They're our favorite tools. Some we created, some are mine personally. As you know, the seven levels deep has been something that transformed my life. I learned that from a gentleman named Joe Stump. That's been a part of my DNA for over a decade. But the success loop, that got me out of a crazy time when I was exiting a marriage with my kids and we were trying to figure all that out. It was scary because I had gone through divorce. That tool saved my life. Like the one thing tool, the one thing that solves exponential problems. Oh my God, that tool. All those tools are, and I see so many already use it. You can use all of those tools. That's why they're there. And they could be manipulated no matter what niche you're in. You could use our tools. But we also want to show you that a tool is something you can create based around what your story is, what you teach, and how you want to anchor it in. Again, I wrote down some examples. It could be an exercise. It could be getting groups, right? The cool part on, they're not going to do it today, but next week, we're going to get you in groups of 5 or 10. We're going to put you in groups of 5 and 10, and we're going to make you have you do the homework and go around and bond with those five people, sharing the homework, sharing part of your story, sharing one or two of the pieces that you're going to teach, and get feedback from your little group. That's a tool to us because that gets you over the fear of like, I don't know if this is what I'm going to teach. You're going to tell a group and they're going to be honest with you and say, that's badass or not so clear with me, right? And we're going to help guide all these. It's taking action, taking a challenge. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to fine tune what it is that you already teach, or we're going to help you craft this so we can get your confidence on a whole nother level. Arvin, are you getting ready here, brother?
Ready.
All right. Are you going to bring the fire today, or are you going to put him to sleep?
I'm thinking about it.
You're thinking about it. Oh my God. You don't understand. The coaches, Arvin and the coaches were in the other room like they do this ritual. They're on right now. They do this ritual of getting fired up. They were so loud. They're like, did you hear us? I'm like, I heard you when I left my house. They are so fired up to be with you today. They're so fired up to help you craft this next evolution of your story teach tool. Again, today is about thinking through. I wanted to set the framework for you of thinking through what your story might be. If you haven't crafted it ideally yet, or if it already is, how can you condense it to a scene? The last thing I want to say is you really got to remember it's the struggle, the search, and the success. I've seen people do stories where you talk too much about the struggle, right? Did you guys ever see a story where someone tells you the struggle and then they're done and you're like, you're just going to freaking leave me here? Like, dude, you brought me down. Bring me back up, right? And sometimes people talk about the search. Like, you know, things weren't so good, but I went on and I did, but they don't give you the crescendo. You want to leave on an up note, right? You want to tell the struggle. This was brutal trying to make this work. But then I found KBB. I started Facebook marketing, or I got a following on Instagram. I started telling friends or family. I did what Rachel Miller taught, and I got 100 crazy followers. I did my first event. And during this process, I learned. And you want to bring them up and leave them at the end, right? So remember, it's always the struggle, the search, the success, and then the teach, and then the tool. Okay, in a moment here, I'm going to bring out Arvin. I want to share a couple other cool things we're working on. Again, as this is an evolving process for us to serve you, and we're completely dedicated. I mean, Teresa Arvin said, this is a Herculean task that we absolutely love. Just think about it from our side. We're got so many moving parts, and our whole focus is your end result. So there's a couple things we're adding over the next month, and we're working on it. One is, I asked in the Facebook group and had overwhelming feedback, is we are going to choose, we already chose somebody. Arvin, if you want to share a little bit later about her, you can. But Arvin hit me up with a girl that's in here. I don't want to kill the surprise. I'll let him share, who's absolutely crushed it with her first event during COVID. So proud of her. But what we're going to do on probably a monthly basis, or maybe biweekly, is we're going to deconstruct that success. Not just have somebody come in and be like, yay, I did my first event. I made money. You guys can do it too. That's awesome to hear. But what wouldn't it be better to say, how'd you overcome the fear? What was your headline? What did your page look like? How much did you charge? How'd you get them to pay you $2,500 each? What did you say when you were there? So each month we're going to deconstruct somebody's success and deliver it to you guys. You guys like that? By show of hands? Awesome. And then and we're working on this. Give us a little time. We are going to create a hotline for you guys. Meaning you get stuck on something. You have a question like, damn, I got everything Arvin said, but I just don't understand that one thing. Give us a little time. We're staffing up. We're training. We're going to give you a hotline with time. You guys liking this? Yuzen, I see you like it. Did I pronounce your name right? We're going to create a hotline where you'll get a certain amount of time each month. You're like, I just got that burning question. I couldn't get it answered in the Facebook group. And like I said, try to get it answered in the Facebook group. If not, you call, you make an appointment, and you'll be on one of our high performance coaches that are absolutely amazing. So that's the kind of stuff we're working on to deliver all the capabilities you need, all the direction, the motivation, the inspiration. But a lot of it's going to rely back on you. Is, do you want to be the quitter? Or do you want to be the person that carries us across the finish line to make sure you make this real? This is not a pie in the sky industry. This is not an industry to get rich overnight for doing nothing. This is one of the fastest growing industries in the world, an industry where you can truly make impact, truly change people's lives, and truly create next level success for yourself. We watch it all the time, and you're going to start watching in this group. Wait till you see who we're going to share. And I don't want Arvin to share too much, but when we deconstruct these on a monthly basis, these are students in this group. Students that are already having success, it's a little slip there, already having success from when we first started 4 weeks ago, okay? So I'm so happy you guys are here. I'm so happy you're here this morning, today, I should say. It's a long day. I got a lot of trainings going on today, but I appreciate you all. Here's what I want to do. Arvin, you ready, brother? Well, all right. I want to play a quick little reel that you've probably seen before of students that are just really living into being a knowledge broker. I think it's a minute long. and we'll get Arvin. Maybe I can get him pumped up to fire it up. We come back. When we come back, can we give Arvin a huge round of applause? This guy is obsessed with your success. So, Mike, play that, and then Arvin will be here. Appreciate you all. Let's do this.
Not too long ago, I was wondering what was my next step.
I was searching for something new because I wasn't fulfilled in my current job.
Before KBB, I really didn't think that I could take nearly two decades of experience and be able to take that and integrate that and teach it to people at the same time, have a business, grow a business.
And I had all this knowledge that I felt blessed with and I was gifted with, but I didn't know how to get it out there.
Everybody has a reason to be on the planet, some value to give, and sometimes we just have a hard time understanding what that is, and KBB will help you identify that.
A simple step-by-step process on how to extract the skill that I already had and showed me how to attract, market, and share it with people who already.
It is pulling all the information that I've wanted to share for years out of my brain and putting it into a format that I can use.
After I found KBB, I didn't just find my drive, I found purpose.
I now know and believe in myself enough to go out there and be a positive voice for change and to have my impact on the world.
The clarity and the confidence that has arisen from this is just, it's unlike anything I've ever experienced.
I wish I had this when I started.
KBB was really there as the catalyst to get me out from behind my computer, really get out there and go bigger, go global.
It's been less than 2 months. I've completed their course. I've launched my business. I'm having my first workshop next weekend.
Within 30 minutes after getting into the program and through the course, I'd set up my first training program, and it was so easy.
I'm already hearing back from my community of just the breakthroughs that they're having as a result of it.
I have caused a huge amount of impact, and it's affected other people around me, and there's no better feeling.
Suddenly I had the foundation to move forward with my life, something I'd always wanted.
The thing that you're looking for, it's here.
We are living in an information age. Self-education will soon be the new norm.
Welcome. Yeah, let's go. Let's get those hands clapping. Yes, I love it. Oh, I love it. As soon as the screen popped on, all the hands went up. Let's go. Accelerator Club. Are you guys ready for your training this week? Yes. All right. I love it. Yes. High vibe state. Oh, you guys got me all fired up. I'm so excited here. So yes, you guys are going to love today's training because we are going to dive into tools. And unlike the training that we've been doing previously where it's, you know, what is the problem you solve and who is that ideal client? There's so much that we're still trying to piece together on that part that a lot of you guys, raise your hand right now if you're still feeling like you're still trying to figure out exactly who that ideal client is and like really defining that clarity on what the problem you solve is. Most of you guys, right? Some of you guys have it all dialed in and that's awesome. And we're going to create the tools that go along with that. Other you guys, most of you guys are still kind of figuring that out. But here's what I want to share with you. Because I was watching Dean's training with the Boss Babes on Friday. And one of their superpowers is helping people identify ideal client and narrow their niche. And the perspective that they shared was so powerful because it really resonated with me and in the experience that I see a lot of you guys are having. Is where they started to get stuck in their own business when they were building their brand was they didn't fully comprehend that the ideal client in the niche was this constantly moving target. And so it's like they were waiting for this feeling to come in of almost like perfection, right? Like of absolute certainty of, yes, that's exactly who the person is and that's exactly the problem I solve. It's perfect, right? That's exactly what I want it to be. Yes, now I have it, now I can move forward. And they realized that they were waiting for a feeling to show up that wasn't going to show up. So instead, they had just identified that what they were feeling right now was actually what they were supposed to be feeling. That's what it felt like for them to be in that creation mode. And I wanted to share that insight with you guys here so you could anchor that in, that whatever you're feeling right now at this stage of the process is exactly what you're supposed to be feeling. That you're in this stage of creation and you're creating something that is always evolving. So if something's always evolving, you're always going to be in this state of change. And this is what it feels like, right? It's a little, you know, there's a little uncertainty in there. There's a little edginess in there. Sometimes it's a little uncomfortable. Sometimes it creates a little bit of just confusion in your mind. But that's okay. That's what creation feels like.
So I want to just take this opportunity and give yourself a little permission to exercise some grace. And just, if you're feeling any kind of complexity or overwhelm right now, just take a deep breath, breathe it out, and just say, I'm right where I'm supposed to be. This is the journey, right? You're right where you're supposed to be. And today, we're going to dive into tools. We're going to dive into, how do you actually solve this problem? So we've identified superpower, right? What problem do you solve? We started talking about niche. Who do you solve this problem for? And now we're going to dial in the exact process step by step here of how do you actually solve this problem? And I'm going to just give you guys a brief example and walk you through what my process would be just on this make-believe mastermind that I've been using as an example here as part of your training up until this point. So the example of the mastermind that I shared with you guys in previous trainings, if I were to create one, based on the pain problems that I see out there in the marketplace today, would be to teach online entrepreneurs how to show up confidently on video so they can deliver a powerful message and create an engaged audience. That would be an experience that I would create. So if that was a problem that I solved, was teaching them how to deliver a powerful story confidently so that they could create an engaged audience, what would be the specific tools that I would need to teach them to overcome this overall problem? And then what specific solution does each one of those tools create as part of the overall solution? So if I'm going to break down that experience, first I would start with, let's go over what story framework is. And similar to what Dean was just talking about, that struggle, search, and success, right? Understanding the framework of a story so you know how to plug and play. And so we'd walk through that step-by-step process. And in conjunction with that, I would identify riffs. I would extract the riffs tools from KBB. What are the five things that you can riff off of? And when you break riffs down to a step-by-step process, it would be, number one, step one is identify the five things you want to riff on. Step two would be record yourself riffing on that specific topic. Step three would be to download and send the file to rev.com so that they can produce the transcript for you. And then step four would be to implement that into the story framework. All right, now that I have this riff, let me identify what the struggle is, let me identify what the search is, and let me identify what the success is. And now I'll plug and play that into this story framework. And then from there, I'm gonna go into state, right? Because we're talking about building confidence and having a powerful presence on video, which is going to be the emotional state that you're in. So before I go into state, I would train you guys on how to create an incantation. And there's a step-by-step process to how do I implement this specific tool. Step one is I want to choose the belief that I want to have to reinforce as an incantation. And so let's say the belief is, I am a powerful speaker. I'm a powerful speaker. So that's the belief that I want to ingrain into my physiology, into my psychology, into my cellular system. Second thing is, what emotion is that belief creating within me? What do I want it to create? Well, that specific belief, I want it to create confidence, right? Because I want to be a powerful speaker. And then it's, what kind of physiology do I need to be in to create that emotion that reinforces that belief? That would be step three. So the physiology for confidence is more chest out and movement with punctuation. And then step four would be to rehearse that incantation. So this is where, as a facilitator of an event, I would watch people start to practice this incantation and give them pointers on how to do it better. So if somebody was walking around like, I'm a powerful speaker, I could coach them on that and say, no, let's change your physiology. Roll the shoulders back, stick the chest out, be a little bit more audible. I am a powerful speaker. I am a powerful speaker. I am a powerful speaker. And that's how they could practice that incantation. And then from there, I would take them into, well, how do I actually integrate the incantation? And then we would apply that air method, which we've taught you guys multiple times already. And the air method is a three-step process. Step one is become aware of the thought that's making you feel the way that it's not supporting the result that you're after. Step two is interrupt that thought pattern by changing my physiology. And step three would be the replace, which would be the implementation of the incantation. And now that I've gotten myself into a better state, I would get into another exercise that I learned through a different speaker workshop that I was a part of, which was dramatic role play. in which I would take people to extreme states so that they can experience what it's like to be like too far out. So it's easier to come back to the spot to where they need to be at energetically. And so there I would teach them animal presence. I would teach them extreme emotional outbursts, and I would teach them power chants. And that's all part of the process of taking you to an extreme emotional state. And then I would wrap that up with getting them ready for camera, which would be priming for performance. And again, with priming for performance, it's the message I'm about to deliver. What kind of emotion do I want to convey with that message? What do I want my audience to feel? And I get them into state of that emotion. You do facial expression or warm-ups so that the facial expressions that you use when you speak on camera is a reflection of the emotion that you want to feel. Otherwise, you know, you just kind of sit like this and maybe like your face doesn't move at all and just your lips barely move and it's a little awkward, right? You want facial expressions when you speak. And then a vocal warm-up so that you can start to warm up your vocal range, because the tone of voice that you use conveys emotion and message as well. And then the last step that I would do there with priming for performance would be some specific trigger, some specific anchor that, again, that immediately just does that final state change for you before you go live onto that camera. So I would walk that group through those six steps to get them ready to go out there and show up confidently on camera. So tool number one really is like identify riffs. Tool number two is plug it into the story framework. Tool number three is incantation. Tool number four is air method. Tool number five is dramatic role play. Tool number six is priming for performance. Each one of those tools has a specific step-by-step process for them to practice or to implement. And just like Dean was sharing with you guys a few minutes ago, the tool is something that leads into an action. And it can be journaling. It can be role-playing. It can be getting into a group and sharing. All those things are specific actions that people do after you have shared that information with them. It gives them something to implement. So we're going to break off here into your breakout rooms here in just a couple minutes. You guys are going to go with your coaches, and we're going to hot seat you guys. And we're going to pull you guys on one by one. We're going to – hopefully your homework's submitted, right? Raise your hand if your homework's submitted. You guys get that homework in? We need that homework so we can coach you off the homework, because we pull your homework off while we hot seat coach you. So we're going to identify that specific problem that you solve and the specific area that you solve it in. And then we're going to walk you through creating one of your tools that you'll use as part of that process. And this is the example that I was giving in a previous training, was look at creating the step-by-step process to your tool as if you were teaching a five-year-old how to do it. Right? It's better at this stage to include too many unnecessary steps than for you to assume they know how to do something when they really don't. And now it's like, I don't know how to get from step two to step three, because we've lost sight of how complicated that was for us when we first learned it, right? That curse of knowledge. We just kind of assume people understand things to a higher degree than they really do because we understand it so well. So we have to go back to those early stages of learning some of these steps and make sure that every single step leads into the next one so somebody can follow that clearly so it's easy for them to implement. You guys all on board for that? You guys ready to start creating some tools? Yeah? All right, we're about to go out to your breakout rooms. I feel like we always do something before we do that. What is it that we do before we go to breakout rooms? Oh, yeah, that's right. We get up out of our chairs. We get our arms moving around. Yeah, Maya's got it already. I see you, girl. Yes, get up out of your chairs, guys. Come on. This is how we condition state. This is how we create extraordinary results. Can we get to the vibration that creates those results? Let's go. Don't be the only one sitting down, Tori. Come on, girl. Get out of your chair. Yes, I see you. Yes, move. Eleanor, get up out of your chair, girl. Get up out of your chair. Yes. All right, baby. Let's go break out rules. It's hot seat time. Let's go. Oh, yeah. You got orange room. You guys ready for this energy? I'm going to come in hot today. You guys ready? Nicole, you ready? Yeah. So let me just pre-frame here real quick how this coaching process is going to work here in my room. All right. My intention here is to keep us focused so that we can create the result. So a lot of times as we go through these coaching hot seats, we have this tendency that we want to over explain something or tell a story or just kind of go off on a little bit of a tangent, if that starts to happen, then I'm just going to politely interrupt and pull you back into the conversation, and so we can reshift the focus to what it is that we're creating. The beauty about creating tools here is this is just a step-by-step process. I don't need to know the story behind the tools, right? We're just putting the tool together. So this has actually been a little bit, because we did a training earlier today already. So this one was like, the energy was much more calm here. It wasn't like the complexity of like, who do I serve? What's my problem that I solve, right? This one was a much, much easier to get through. So I always like to identify the courageous. Raise your hand if you'd like to go first. Okay. All right. Jeremy, I saw your hand go up first. Peter, you went up second. But Suzanne, I don't think I saw your hand go up at all. So let's go with you first. Go ahead and unmute.
I'm just joining.
So welcome.
Thank you. Sorry.
Welcome to the party. So I'm going to pull up your home. Did you submit your homework?
I did, all of it.
Excellent. I'm going to pull it up right now. Oh, it's going to be awkward for the person that I pull onto the hot seat and say, did you do your homework? And they're like, nope. I'm like, oh, sorry, can't help you then.
That's the thing first. Okay. So you got me to narrow in last
week. I'm going
to
guide you through this here real quick. Do I have permission to read your the problem you solve in the area you solve it in?
Yep.
Okay. Suzanne, how to reach your peak state in wellness, prevention, and recovery with a primary focus on nutrition. Not thriving in their sport goals and need to get to the next level efficiently and swiftly. Okay. Tell me a specific tool that you use to solve a problem in that arena.
Well, I focus just on nutrition.
Okay.
But I work with a group of people that we focus on a complete athlete.
Okay. What's the problem that you solve with nutrition?
So I get them to their goal. So we figure out what part of the nutrition is not, they're not cohesively working with, meaning the macronutrients first. We start there, protein, carbs, fat. We get them on a real base plan for the athlete.
And okay, then, so that's a tool that you already have mastered, right? Putting somebody on their macros, identifying body type, performance goals, all the things, and giving them specific numbers. Give me another tool that you're going to implement as part of this experience that we can create. So you give them their numbers, like what other problems do you solve as part of this experience?
Well, I guess I'm not quite, I mean, I do it all the time. I guess I should know what that is, but yeah, I don't know that I can put that into words.
Well, I'll help you formulate it. So this weekend, so the mastermind that you're creating, is it a 2-day experience?
I haven't picked yet, but I'm assuming that was where I was going, was 2 days. Okay. I do normally work with a group of people.
Okay. So if you work with a group of people and you're going to do this over a 2-day experience, what else are you going to teach them other than what their macronutrients are?
Blood sugar balancing, the balancing of every meal, the balance of what their particular sport requires, golf versus lacrosse, what they
need. So your experience is just going to be all information? They're just going to sit there and just listen and take notes? There's not going to be anything for them to actually go and practice and implement?
No. I definitely take out their meals. I'm not quite sure. I take their meals. I take a couple day. They've already submitted, usually when they see me, many days of eating and performance and where they're slacking and lacking and energy and, you know, and we're shifting what they needed for that part of the day. So I'm not just giving them information. I'm involving their particular habits and days and how we execute them for their particular sport, what they.
Okay. So do you feel like you have your tools all dialed in then?
Not now. Speaking to you. I thought I did. I'm feeling a little slow in the toolbox right now.
I'm just asking questions in a different way than you think about them. That's all. That's why it's kind of like throwing you off a little bit.
It is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm feeling a little like, well, am I supposed to, when I sit down with them, they're coming to me for the whole package is I work with trainer, prevention, mind strength. We do mental coaching.
So walk me through a tool that you use in mental coaching. What does that mean, mental coaching? What's a specific area in their mindset that they're struggling with?
Gosh. What do you mean what they're struggling with? It depends. Some people are, what they're trying to do is get to the next level. So these are mid.
Raise your hand if you guys are trying to get to the next level. Everybody but Rose. Rose, you're not trying to get to the next level? You good where you're at? Okay, Rose, welcome.
So they're high school athletes. And we establish what their goals are that can, we kind of break down their peak, their goal, and take them to a peak state.
Okay, so to walk me through this, what's the first step in defining your goal?
Their first step in defining their goal?
If you're going to walk me through a goal setting process, what's step number one?
Step number one is, for me, nutrition. So what are you doing to make your body maximize its performance?
That's more of an assessment, not a goal, right? So if you're setting a goal, it's an outcome that they're trying to get to.
So it's different for everyone. Sometimes it's they need to put on some muscle mass. Their size is, coaches are looking at strictly body size and that type of scene. Some of it is.
I get what the answers are, but what would be the process in you getting those answers from them? So you have a group of people and like, okay, we're going to do some goal setting, and this is how we're going to do it. First thing we're going to do is.
I need to see what they're doing.
First we got to like identify what the goal is, right?
Right. They're coming in with a set of goals. Like my goal is to get to this number here, or I need to perform better. I'm lacking through the day, or I'm not getting the muscle mass that I wanted. So we could
Step one is identify the goal.
Okay.
Step two is what?
Getting muscle mass.
Step two is what? Because if you're running this for a group, are they all going to have different goals, or are they all going to have the same goal?
Nope. They all have different goals.
Okay, so if I have a group of people and we've identified step one is, this is the goal, right? This is like goal achievement strategy, right? This is the tool that we're going to use.
Yep.
Identify the goal. Step two is what?
So then we're going to get them to the deficient. We're going to fill the void between where they are now and to the goal.
Okay. So what else do we need to identify?
A balance. I'm trying to get them to.
Well, we got
to
identify where they're at, right?
Right.
So where am I currently at? Where's the goal that I want to get? But we're talking about mindset here, right? So we're not talking about strategy just yet. We're talking about the mindset aspect of goal setting.
Right.
So if we're talking about mindset, we're all motivated by two things, right?
Pain.
We're all motivated the same two things.
Yeah, pain or pleasure. And a lot of my clients are mostly pain.
Yeah, well, pain is usually what gets us going. Pleasure is what keeps us on the path, right? Because we start to feel the effects of the work, and it's like, oh, this is actually fun. I'm actually enjoying this. I want to do more. Let's keep this thing going. I like this. I like where I'm at. I don't ever want to go back to where I was. I want to keep going in the direction I'm heading.
Right.
So then we have to identify what those motivators are.
Right.
Right? Like getting really clear on that pain threshold, which is you're at a pain threshold. But if you don't implement these changes, things are going to get worse. They're not going to stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. You can be on the right track, but don't sit down on that track. You're going to get run over by the next person who's doing all of those things.
Mm-hmm. So this is kind of like a journaling exercise, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does life look like for you a year from now if you don't implement these changes? And on the other side, we identify pleasure. What is it going to be like? What is life going to be like for you? Who do you become if you achieve this goal that we've just defined for yourself? How does your life change when this becomes your reality? And getting them to tie into that. So they're very clear on the two things that are going to keep them aligned on their path. And then maybe step five is some form of accountability or something that you can create. But that would be a step-by-step process that you're identifying how to keep somebody aligned to their goal from a mindset perspective.
Yes. Okay.
How's that landing with you?
Pretty good. It's interesting to have to kind of spell that. Like it's something that we just kind of, the wheel turns and I need to stop and identify each of those categories.
Guys, I took notes last night, right? Because I was sitting here, I'm like, all right, I got to do this training. Like I know the tools that I use, but I haven't actually broke those down into specific steps in a while because I just train them, right? Like, I just get in the room, like, all right, this is what we're going to do. Right? Boom, 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 boom. Because I've done it so many times. So then I had to think to myself, I'm like, oh, man, if I was going to do this step by step again, like, what? And I just hadn't developed that thought process or revisited that thought process in a while. Mm-hmm. So going back to it, it's a little different, right? Because you have a different level of knowledge, experience, and expertise at this stage. But again, we do want to go back. Well, what is the specific step that I'm teaching and or tool I'm teaching? And what are all the specific steps that go into that?
Interesting that you say that, because a lot of times it's so common for us. We just throw them into this wheel. But if they knew every step that they were taking too, I think it would have more value to them.
Yeah. So, and again, I go to that five-year-old example, right? If you brought a five-year-old and was like, all right, I'm going to teach you how to goal set. All right, what do I do? Well, you know, you just kind of think about what you want and we'll figure out a strategy. And they're like, I'm out of here. I don't know what that means. That doesn't make any sense to me, right? Versus, all right, you know, if you could have your life any way you want it, what would that look like? Ooh. Now they're going to start writing answers down and walk them through that step by step. Cool. Thanks, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Peter, I'm going to bring you on, brother. Yeah. You got to unmute. There we go. I see you. Let me pull your answer up real quick. How are you? Can't hear you. Are you speaking? Still can't hear you. Cannot hear you. All right, I'm going to let you work it out on your end, and I'm going to pull somebody else on, and I'll come back to you, brother. Who has the biggest smile on their face right now? Who has the biggest smile? Oh, Sandy, you just got a big-ass smile on your face when I said that. Come on to the call, girl.
Hey, man.
Welcome.
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm going to find your homework.
Okay.
There we go. I found it.
Okay.
Permission to read?
Yes.
How to handle the stress of having a business so you can reduce the effects of stress and enjoy life for friends and family. Less and less time spent with friends and family because work has begun to consume them and their time. Okay.
Yes.
So you're going to help entrepreneurs get a work-life balance that they all say they want, but really deep down don't, because they love doing all the work.
Unless you're wearing too many hats.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. Yeah, yes. A way where they can just focus on the things that they love doing and not doing all the tasks that other people should be delegated to.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. Which makes them stressful.
So I'm in your experience and you're creating this transformation for me and teaching me tools and skills that I can implement to my business that's going to help me create some simplicity and focus on the things that my attention should be focused on. Tell me one of the specific tools that you'll use or a specific problem within that experience that you're going to help me figure out.
Okay, so I'm a wellness coach. So I'm very much related to Suzanne. So I'm a wellness coach, and so I'm not going to help them with their business stuff, which I could, but that's not going to be me. I'm going to be helping them with their stress.
Great. How do you help them with the stress? What's something they're stressed about?
How much time they're putting in that is taking them away from their social.
Okay.
Wellness, their social life.
How do you help me solve that problem? Walk me through the process.
Okay,
Step one, I just shared with you, oh, I'm stressed out, I don't have the time. Like, everybody out here is doing all this fun stuff and I got all this stuff I got to do at work and I feel like I'm missing out in life and it's stressing me out. Like, I need some help. And you're like, I got you, Arvin. Here we go. Okay. Step one.
Okay, so what I do is it's motivational interviewing. So I would start with... I would say, tell me about your day, and I'd, you know, be making notes. I use a lot of visual.
Tell me about define your daily
I'm
routine.
I'm like, Arvin, tell me about your day. Like, what? So I use visualization. So I might say, if you, Arvin, have your pie, about what percentage are you currently spending in whatever areas we've decided on?
So you're going to give me, are we going to create like a pie worksheet and then people like fill this in?
Yeah. Or I do it on the phone and they just tell me. Yeah. And
well, that's one-on-one, right?
That's one-on-one.
All right. So I can create a group experience.
So I can turn that into, I actually do have that in a graphical form.
Perfect.
Something similar to that. And then my next question.
You're going to have a pie chart of where I'm dispensing my energy throughout the day.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. And then my next question is, okay, Arvin, close your eyes and think you're looking into, oh, I'm drawing a blank on what that's called, the crystal ball. What does your ideal life look like?
Yeah.
So what I'm doing is getting a current point and where they want to be. So we identify the gap.
Okay.
And then we make goals from that gap.
I love that. Okay. So those are two different tools, right?
Yes.
Tool number one is pie chart of like, where am I spending all my time and energy right now? What are all the different buckets?
Correct.
That pie graph. Correct. Tool number two is future self, future life, right? 1 year from now, however you want to run that visualization.
Right.
Because again, you're going to walk them through that. And since it's a group, you don't really have the opportunity to have conversations with each one. So they're going to have to write that down or group share with each other.
Yeah. So group share, that would be a good one.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
And then tool number three is going to be, all right, how do we bridge that gap?
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's where.
So how would you bridge that gap? I was like, okay, I got it. Like, this is where I'm at. I see where I'm stuck. I see where I'm spending too much energy. This is what I'd like my life to be. Mm-hmm. All right. What's tool number three?
Okay. So then I would say, I'm kind of like you. I just go through it. I never really thought about it as tools, but I would say Arvin, and I would reflect and, you know, what your vision is. And then I would say, Arvin, what's your most important area to work on right now?
Okay.
So the visionary self, you would tell me, well, I really want to focus on the social part or whatever it is.
Yep.
After doing that,
identify
the one thing. I like how you say that.
Like, all right, let me identify. What's the one focal point right now? What's the one needle mover? The one thing that we're going to focus on, even though all this other stuff needs to get addressed. What's the one thing that's going to move the needle for you the most in the biggest area of your life?
Right? Correct. Correct.
Identify what that is.
Yeah.
And then you identify just basically like a step-by-step strategy of how do we actually implement momentum into that one thing.
Correct.
Cool.
Correct. And so, yeah, I'll ask questions. Well, what's one thing you could do right now? Or it's a just kind of a back and forth coaching. And I can do that well in a group too. I've been a national trainer before, so I'm really good at on the fly and ad-libbing. I'm not a canned script person. So,
yeah. I mean, it's a framework that we work off. And you look at frameworks. Yes. Framework is like the template, but you guys get to plug in the content and the creativity, right?
Yes. I'm making notes.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks, Andy.
Oh, awesome. Great. Thanks, Arvin. Is that a good start?
Yeah, it's a great start.
Okay, great.
We're shifting the perspective, right? And this goes for each of you guys. Like find yourself in the coaching here. Look at your specific processes. If you're not sure what the step-by-step process is, take yourself back to the moment where you either solved this problem in your own life or you solved it for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And you got to ask, like, what did I do specifically that created the solution, that created the result? I'll write down what all those steps are.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
My pleasure. Did you get it worked out, Peter?
I think so. You can't hear me now?
You did it, Peter! Welcome! Yes.
Sometimes I'm technically challenged, but not all the time.
Tech gets all of us at some point, my friends. All right. Permission to read your responses here?
Yes.
Okay. Strategy and planning from my corporate experience is difficult. Problem solving. Oh, maybe this is not.
Where are you?
All right. Strategy and planning from my corporate experience, it is difficult to have a journey without a goal. Problem solving by simplification. The engineer in me can break things down to their components and simplify, manage teams, and manage change through effective communication.
Yes.
So you're going to create an experience for people in the corporate atmosphere.
No, I want to use that. So what I've actually over the last 2 days also did a little bit, revise things. What I've noticed, I own a small business, so.
Well, then tell me more about the problem that you're going to solve here before we go into story, right?
So the solving, what I want to, the problem I want to solve is small business owners are overwhelmed and they're completely lost. And they are getting to a point where the business is no longer what they want to do, and they want to, and they're not good there anymore. So I want to take them out of that state and put them in a state of growth where they can make their life the way they want it to be.
Okay. So not using the framework that we've defined already around the mindset side of it, tell me a specific tool that you'll teach them that they can implement that's going to help them create that simplicity and reduce that overwhelm and take them into more of a light, free feeling.
The first thing I want to do with them is look how they spend their day. What happens in their day? Not just...
All right, so pause there, Peter. This is a tool. What's step one?
Step one, analyze the use of their time.
What do you mean analyze the use of my time? I'm 5 years old.
How much time do they spend on the phone? How much time do they do? How many times a day do they get interrupted?
So a time journal.
Exactly, and get distracted, and then analyze the distractions in their day, and analyze the loss of productivity.
Okay, so what do you mean? So if you're going to walk me through this tool, okay, I just did this time journal. I did it in 15-minute increments. I told you everything that I'm doing from the moment I wake up until the moment I go to sleep for 3 days, 15-minute increments. This is all the stuff.
Okay.
Half of this was really uncomfortable to write down and actually show with my own eyes where I'm really spending my time. I think I'm really busy, but in a lot of ways I'm not.
Exactly.
And how do I analyze that?
How you analyze it is you then need to look at where you want to take your business, and you look at each time slot that you use, and does the time, the activity you do take you towards your goal or not?
Okay. So then there'll be a second column next to the time journal that says, is this basically like aligned with your goal or not?
It's almost like the not to-do list.
Okay, so I love it.
It's very similar. Okay.
Yeah.
Because
the time journal would come first, and then the not to-do list would come second, right?
Let's
dump it all out and then extract what's your not to-do list. And then kind of implementing, I know I'm being successful when, which is the opposite of the not-to-do list.
Absolutely.
Right? I should be spending my power. Okay.
Exactly. And then you use that extra time you gained, not to just put it in something else, but to really clarify your goals and define what you need to do to get to those goals, and use that time to go there.
Okay. This is great. You have a really great blueprint here, right? So I'm going to define my goals. Like, this is, again, kind of the framework we went to already. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to time journal so I can identify where I'm spending all my time. And then I can identify where I can apply some of these tasks to a not-to-do list. And then once I have these open categories, I fill them in with either productivity or skill development or mindset work.
Personal time, because it's important that you let your mind flow free.
Whatever's going to basically fill me with the energy and the things I need to get me closer to my goal.
Exactly.
Okay.
I've done that for myself and my wife, and you know, it's much more difficult than what it sounds like.
Well, it's simple if the tool is easy to understand and follow, right? But
that's
if it's
true.
Just like, all right, guys, we're going to sit down. I'm just going to walk you through this process of how to analyze your time. So just kind of like write down where you're spending your time right now. We're going to take a look at it and decide like where you can extract and what you need to do. Then it's like, it's a very general explanation of what's happening versus, all right, guys, first, you can give that overview. Let me say, first thing we're going to do though is a time journal. And this is how the time journal works. Step one, boom, 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 boom. Step two, step three, step four, time drill is complete. This section of the experience is done. Now we're going to move on to the next one.
Exactly.
Cool.
Now I've never done this before, so this is my first time. So that's why I'm not 100% clear yet in my head on how I'm actually going to implement this thing.
Yeah, that's the whole point of what we're doing right now, right? So when you guys get your homework, you're going to identify the name of the tool and the multiple steps on how to implement that tool. And the brief solution that it's going to create for you. And then you're going to get an idea of what your framework is going to look like for your experience. These are the specific things that you're going to teach. They're going to create these little micro solutions that apply to the macro solution that you're solving with this experience.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
We'll go over agenda in another training and like how we organize all this stuff to make sure like tool number one flows into tool number two, flows into tool number three. So it all makes sense, right? So you do have the flow. Right now we're kind of in that phase of extracting all the different things that you're going to teach, and which is like the pieces of the puzzle, and then we'll start putting the puzzle together. Raise your hand if you have not been on a hot seat yet on any of the trainings. All right, Al.
Yeah,
I love it. I love it. Awesome. Me, I have not been called on yet. Pick me.
Yes.
Let me pull up your homework real quick.
Yeah, please. Oh, can I make a correction? My first name's two words, so it's actually Al Noel.
Oh, Al Noel. I'm sorry, brother.
That's all good.
No, I don't like when people get my name wrong, because they've gotten it wrong my whole life, so it's just like, ugh, it's Arvin.
Yeah. You get it. Yeah, we get it.
I've never heard it before, but that's how it's pronounced. All right. Al Noel, permission to read your answers?
Please.
All right. Successful teaching by guiding students through a series of questions, holistic, mechanical design, social skills as a solo traveler, mechanical design pitfalls of young engineers. I dig it. Mechanical design pitfalls of young engineers. All right, so I'm at your mastermind experience. I'm a young engineer. Have I already made some mistakes, or are you preventing me from making them?
So the target age would be like freshmen, first year high schoolers. They have that robotics background, but the robotics competition in high school becomes a lot more complicated where they make custom parts.
Okay.
So the gap or the need is to now use software instead of getting like Legos and assembling them and getting them to be efficient. Now they actually have to manufacture their own Lego pieces.
So you're going to teach them how to do that?
Excuse me?
You're going to teach them how to do that?
Yeah. So when I was listening to everybody, I was trying to simplify it. If I want to teach students how to make the best square, what's going to happen first is they're going to ask, how do I use scissors? So there's software on how you can manufacture any parts, especially for a robot.
So step number one is,
yeah,
I'm sitting in your experience, the first thing that you guys need to learn is how to use this application scissors.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So
I get in, I log into my account. Mm-hmm. I have it ready to go. What's step one? What's step number two?
Okay. So then it'd be you open a sketch. It's interesting because the software, they're called tools. So there's a sketch tool.
Yep.
Then there's the extrusion tool.
Okay.
And then there's the cutting tool.
Okay.
There's a mating tool. So it's actually.
So you're gonna run a training to how to use each one of those tools?
It sounds like I think that would be the most logical thing to do. That's why I wanted to clarify it. It almost feels a little too simple after hearing everyone's contribution. But I would teach them, this is how you do a sketch. Right now, everyone's sketch is ready. Now we're going to extrude the sketch. Now we have a three-dimensional part.
Yep.
We're going to attach another sketch that's a circle. You cut through that circle shape. Now you have a hole.
Okay.
So use a sketch tool, an extrusion tool, a cut tool.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then when they use all three of those tools, what do they have complete at the end of utilizing those three tools?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, what do they have complete at the end of using those three tools?
What do they have?
What did they complete? What did they create?
Oh, they're going to have, they're building an assembly.
So they have the first piece of their assembly done?
They're going to have the first part done.
Okay. How many parts are there to an assembly?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
How many parts are there to an assembly?
For the first exercise, I'll make it two.
So two parts, okay.
Mm-hmm. And they made the two parts together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the foundation of everything, really. If you can do that.
How long do you think it would take them to run through a group of 10 people through that training?
Can you repeat one more time?
How long do you think it would take to run a group of 10 people through that training?
With no breaks, like an hour.
Why would you have no breaks?
And I wouldn't assume
that. I mean,
it depends. Like, in its simplest form, I could totally do it in less than an hour. But we could really build upon and add I could add more tools for sure.
Well, you don't necessarily want to add complexity, and this is just one tool in the process of your experience, right? Mm-hmm. So that would be the tool, right? How to create that foundational piece, that two-part piece, right? And step one is get into the app. Step two is use the first tool. Step three is the second. Step four is use the third tool. Create the first piece, create the second piece, link them together. Now you have your foundational piece. That would be a tool.
Oh, that's considered one tool.
That would be considered one tool.
Okay. And we're supposed to teach 5 to 10?
It depends on the length of your experience, right? 1 to 2 tools per half day. 1 to 2 tools per half day. You guys can run a whole, for those of you guys that are in the personal transformation space, you can run a whole 4-hour segment just on 7 levels deep.
Right.
Just that one exercise, you can just crack people wide open in a really healthy way, right? You're also going to want to create a subcategory step-by-step process of how to use each of those three tools within the major tool. That's the easy stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
So that would be like the first half of my first day if I'm doing a 2-day?
Right now just focus on the things that you'll be teaching. We'll focus on putting together the agenda and how long everything will be. First, we're going to extract what it is we're going to teach. And one thing that you guys can all look at, right? One thing we don't want to do is try to teach them everything we know in a short amount of time. So it's what do I need to know right now? So maybe for you, Al Noel, it's I teach them this first phase and they take this information and they got to go create another 20 foundational blocks. And once that's done, I can bring them into phase 2 and show them what that next level will be versus trying to show them, let me teach you phase 1, phase 2, phase 3 over a 3-day weekend and just overwhelm you with too much information and now nothing's really getting done. Cool. Thank you.
Thanks.
Who else has not been on a hot seat yet? Donna. You guys got to raise those hands quick. Got to be ready, man. Got to be ready. Oh, me. So, Donna, we have about 4 minutes before we're about to hop into back into that main breakout room again.
Let me find
yours. Here we go. Permission to read yours?
Go ahead. Yes, please.
All right.
Good morning, everyone. Morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening, depending where you're at. I connect with my students and have helped them develop skills. I have shifted perspectives to change the mood, which helps. Well, let me just ask you, what problem do you solve?
Getting mothers of newborn infants to go back to work feeling empowered. So there's a concern about self-image, concern about weight gain, concern about how do I fit back into my clothes with all these shifting fats, healthy fats because of the, yes.
So are you working with health and nutrition?
I'm a very strong enthusiast proponent, yes. Not professionally, no credentials, but yes, all my life pretty much.
So tell me something that you'll be teaching them as part of this experience.
Okay, so I have several other things, but anyway, for this particular one, one of the tools would be, one, help moms recognize there are other moms who have gone through the same, if not similar or same experience they're going through currently.
So that's like teaching them something, but what's the actionable step that they take out of that they can implement into their life?
They will learn first what their body image is because it has shifted. They will look for their, maybe using their body frame, a pear apple, for example, look for different styles and kinds of clothing that would get them to a comfortable professional image that they want to, get back to work. Again, feeling empowered.
Step one with body image is identify what your body type is. And then step two is going to be to identify clothing that complements their specific body style.
Yes.
Type. Help them feel a little bit more comfortable. How would they find that clothing?
Well, one of the ideas would be to either, if COVID quarantine is lifted, we could go shopping together. We could do virtual shopping. pull up some ideas based on their body type.
All right, virtual shopping. Let's talk about that for a second, all right? That could be a tool, right? So virtual shopping, step one. What's step one?
Step one, after we already identify the body type and complementary colors or image they want to create going back to their professional life, pull those up before we meet for virtual shopping and close over, like if I can get an avatar of them, then we can do that kind of body over for virtual shopping. Or maybe,
I'm still not following. What's the actual process of virtual shopping? What do you mean? So I have this template up, like, all right, this is my body. This is my body type. Are you going to be taking me to specific stores and brands that offer the style of clothing? Are you creating this clothing for them? Is this something what's the actual process here?
I see. No, I will not be creating the clothing, but instead pulling from already existing. So either walking into a store and pulling those.
Well, we're going virtual. We're talking virtual shopping.
Yeah, if we're going virtual, then hopefully prepare in advance and pull those styles of clothing and color and material that would be prepared for them. If it's virtual shopping, how do you do that? Good question.
Yeah, there we go. So this is what I invite you to do, Donna, is go walk yourself through the process. Like, what do you do? Step by step. Step one, I pull up the website. Step two, like what? Like, is there specific search methods that I have to find the style of clothes that best complement my body type? Like, look at every single thing that you're doing so that you can just walk them through this step by step. People pay for simplicity and speed, right?
Right.
It's something they can figure out on their own. If you can show them how to do it faster, they're like, great, just tell me how to do it. There's other things I want to be focusing on right now.
Okay. You give me a lot of things to think about already. I mean, it's pretty broad, the things that I put in there, not just body image, but also, there's the area of equipment. For example, if a mother is nursing, then what kind of breast pump are available? Single, dual, motor, battery, manual? How do we do this? How do we set it up?
You'd have to identify a tool that aligns all the different options that they have with what it is they need.
Yes. Okay.
If they have all these different options that they can use, how do they define which one they need? What's the process to finding that answer?
Okay. You just exposed that everything that I submitted is still too broad. Okay.
We're in week four. We're in week four. Most answers are general and broad at this stage. That's the whole point of these calls, right? To like narrow this stuff down, to get more specific. This is how we do it, right? We got to dump it out first, and then we can start to extract the specifics of how we're going to create this experience.
Great, great. Yes, thank you.
My pleasure. They're going to break us out to the breakout rooms here in just a minute. I know that 1 minute clock's. Oh, there it is. Oh. We got 1 minute before we head back out there. If you guys have specific questions, so when you get, and I'll say this again to the main group, but when you have a tool, like name the tool and like write out the steps, post in the Facebook group and get one of our perspectives on there on whether this is clear. If this is something that would be easy to follow. And if it's not easy to follow, then we can give you some perspective of where we can bridge the gap. Did you guys hear music already?
Yes. Yes.
Why aren't we dancing? Guys, if you guys are going to come out of my room, you better get up. You better move your body so everybody knows whose room you just came out of. We have a challenge here with the coaches. Who can get their room the most hyped up coming back into that main breakout room? And you know if you're coming out of my room, we got to win. 5 seconds, guys. Peter, get up. Move your body. Come on, baby. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Why are people sitting down? Stand up. We're still moving. Come on. We got the energy high. We just did breakout rooms. Come on. We just created. Yes. This is it. This is the fun stuff. This is the opportunity to go out there and just have a good time. Let's just celebrate ourselves here for a moment, huh? We're doing the things. You guys are showing up. You're doing the work. You're putting yourself out there. You're being vulnerable. You're allowing yourself to be coached. You're growing. You're expanding. You're transcending. You're doing all the things necessary to take yourself to that next level. Let's celebrate that a little bit, huh? Yeah, Tracy, you want to celebrate just a little bit with me? Yeah. yes. Awesome. Woo! Man, I love the energy. I love the energy in this room. I can feel it coming out of all of you guys. Oh, man. Woo! Raise your hand if you enjoyed that hot seat coaching session. Yes. Julianne, you didn't enjoy it? So great opportunities here, right? Number one, we just identified tools. So I just shared it with my group, but share it with you guys as well. Identify, you guys are going to get a homework. And change my view here real quick. On the homework that you're going to get on the replay, it's going to say identify the name of your tool, the five steps to implement that tool. You don't need to use all five. You can use less. Our AIR method is three steps, right? If it takes more steps, then just put those in the notes along with the homework sheet there. And then the specific solution that that one tool is solving as part of your overall problem that you're solving. So once you have that filled out, if you want some perspective, post that in the Facebook group so we can offer it. Let our coaches and let other people in the room look at that and say, actually, you know what? Step two to step three doesn't really make much sense. I'm not sure like how I go from that point to that point. Can you give me another step in there? Or you can offer some perspective how to make it more simple, more clear. If you guys want to have the opportunity to teach a tool, Wesley, what's up, Wesley? Yeah, Wesley just posted an excellent tutorial on narrowing your niche inside the Facebook group. It was awesome. Put himself out there and just like taught the tool, right? Got a rep in there facilitating himself as a leader, right? Like do those things. We're here to support you. Put yourself out there a little bit. I have my notepad in front of me and I thought it was my mouse and I was trying to like maneuver the screen and it wasn't moving. And I'm like, why isn't the screen moving? I'm like, oh my gosh, it's my notepad, not my mouse. The things that happen when you're live. But I just want to make sure I see everybody's faces, man. Yes. So a little housekeeping. We're going to announce in the Facebook group here after this training session who the 12 winners were of the one-on-one coaching sessions. So we'll go live here in a few minutes and post the winners of those. And if you guys won this week, then you'll get a link to schedule that one-on-one coaching session with one of your coaches. Tomorrow, we're going to post that Q&A post again in the Facebook group. So if you have any questions, post them on there. Rocky and I will be going live in the Facebook group at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Friday to answer any of those questions. And we will answer you live as well. Sunday is when the homework's going to be due by 7 p.m. if you want to be eligible to win some one-on-one sessions here for the upcoming week. And this is where this identifying tools is a little bit more fun, right? Because this is more like black and white answers, right? It's more specific. Like this is the specific tool you're teaching and this is the specific way that you are going to teach it versus kind of the creativity around niche and superpower and problem that you solve, right? That's a little bit more gray area where it could be a lot of things and you're still trying to formulate what that exact experience is, where this tool that you teach is a little bit different. This is the tool. This is how you teach it. This is what it does. So I challenge you guys, have a little bit of fun with it. Post it in the group so we can give you some feedback, right? Post it in the group so we can give you guys some feedback. If you don't post it, then we can't help you, right? Like we don't know if there's complexity or anything happening with you guys. Share that experience so that we can help you out with that. That's what we're here for. We love doing that stuff with you guys. And again, if you want to hop on that Q&A on Friday, we'll be live and just rapid fire those Q&A for you guys in the best way that we can. Yes. It's all coming together, man. Once we have this all done and you can look at this experience, it's like, wow, this is the problem I solved. This is the person I solve it for. This is how I solve this problem. This is the solution I'm going to create. This is going to be the flow of my experience. I'm going to start working on how I actually teach these things and building my certainty and confidence as a leader. And then we start leading into this first weekend immersion that we're going to do, which is going to be absolutely epic for you guys. Like, let's keep in mind, like, I know we're doing a lot of these weekly trainings, but we still have these quarterly immersions that we're going to be doing. We still have this weekend immersion that we're going to be doing in July, which is going to be just mind-blowing for you, how we take you, show you guys how to radically accelerate into that next level, right? These trainings are just like getting you prepared for the actual weekend immersion when we really start diving deep and putting all this stuff together. So just know that thing's coming, so be excited about it. And speaking of being excited, we're going to wrap this thing up, and we only do it one way. We do it on our feet. We do it moving our body. We do it with big smiles on our face. We do it with a celebration for who we are, what we're doing, and the things that we're about to achieve. So let's get up one more time. Nigel, Ellen, stand on your feet. Sharon, move your body a little bit. Gloria, come on, girl. Don't just sit there. Yeah, I see you. Stand up. Move that body. Rebecca. Rebecca, come on. Move your scarf up and down. Show me some movement. Yes, yes, yes. Where else in life right now are you going to just get up and dance and celebrate and just be amazing? Nowhere except right here. This is where you get to do it. Enjoy this stuff. This is fun. We love it. Guys, thank you so much for this training this week. I'll see you on Friday for the live Q&A and next week for next week's training. Bye, guys. Yes. Booties go, our purpose still be serving, type like a million virgins, last time on a college remix.